Welcome to Defend Your Ship, another episode from quarantine, as all of our next two episodes probably will be. Rayda, are you ready to get wrecked long distance?
I guess as ready as I'll ever be.
That's the spirit. So we have Rayna and I haven't been able to have many guests recently because of this whole situation. So we're just coming up with topics ourselves on the fly. And this one is inspired by an incident from my week where I decided to get on TikTok because because I missed Vine and I didn't want that to happen again. So you could say that I joined TikTok for the Vine.
TikTok basically Vine for the young ones.
Right. Well, it's what took the place of, you know, the vacuum of sadness that was left when Vine was taken from us. You know, someone had to rise up and take the mantle. So I got a TikTok and I actually have a video on there that's doing pretty well. I have like 10,000 views. Apparently it's like really easy to get noticed on TikTok. So if you feel lonely and sad, get a TikTok and just start churning out that 15-second content. What have you got to lose? So one of my friends was like, I challenge you to learn Junko posing. And I was like, yeah, okay. I'll find out what that is. So I had to Google Junko posing, and then I had to learn Junko posing, and then I had to like put on a cosplay and select a specific Junko posing meme to do my poses to. And then I went out on my fire escape with my friend's really nice daylight lamp and took a video of myself. And it's got like 300 views, you know, it's modest. So it's not the worst, it's not the best. Yeah. So that's my week. So because I know nothing about Danganronpa, Rayna has very kindly offered to explain it to me. And that's the episode you're about to hear.
Because my thought when you said Junko was Junko Enoshima.
And that's exactly who I was talking about.
I wasn't wrong.
You were not at all wrong. It's 100%. There's this, I mean, if you're like an old person who's listening to our podcast and doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, there's this trend amongst the youth where they will just take her like hand signs from her poses and weave them into like fascinating hand jives. So the hand jive is back, first of all. And second of all, it's inspired by like a crazy evil character from a video game. And that's my understanding.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Okay. So, Danganronpa is a visual novel video game series. Do you know what a visual novel is?
Like a graphic novel? What's the difference between a visual novel and a graphic novel?
So a graphic novel is a comic book you read. A visual novel, in this sense, is a genre of video games specifically made from Japan, where they're video games that sort of unfold like a novel. They have chapters. You're supposed to clear certain things to get to the next plot point. You make friends with characters. It's sort of
okay.
Beginning, middle, and end. And they're usually very dark.
Okay, is Dramatical Murder a visual novel?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I have never played that. I just know a lot of gay people. I know a lot of gay weebs.
So visual novel games usually, yes, are pretty indie, sometimes can be very gay, often very dark. I'm trying to think of the name. Doki Doki Literature Club is also a visual novel.
Oh, boy, I've heard of that.
So yeah, so that's the genre that we're dealing with.
Okay.
And so as of now, there's a lot of things in the Danganronpa franchise, but the main things are the three main games, the one side game, and the two, well, the first anime is just retelling of the first game, but the second anime is a conclusion that ties the first and second game together.
Okay. That mostly makes some sense. Not enough sense for me to get into it, but, you know, I'm on board.
So basically, there's Trigger Happy Havoc, which is the original one that came out in 2010.
Great title.
And then there's Goodbye Despair, which came out in 2012. And then there's Despair Girls, which comes right in between Goodbye Despair and Trigger
Despair
Happy Havoc.
Despair is a big thing here.
Well, I'm going to explain it.
Okay. Because I've heard some things about Despair as I was Googling these poses. And there was this character that was like, all I want is despair.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So there's Trigger Happy Havoc, and then Despair Girls is like a 1.5 game that's actually sort of a first-person shooter with visual elements.
Okay.
Then there's Goodbye Despair. Then there's the end of the Hope's Peak arc, which is the anime. And then there's Danganronpa V3, which is the final video game. So far.
Okay. And I did some wikiing myself because I was like, I was just too curious. I understand that this is all about high schoolers killing and trying to solve a murder. And also there's an evil bear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Weave that into a narrative for me.
Okay. So basically, I mean, I didn't do any official research, but I feel like this genre started with Battle Royale, which was a Japanese novel that came out in, I want to say, 1999, 2000.
Yeah, that's definitely in my like weeb cultural atmosphere. I never read it, but I had friends that spoke about it a lot.
I read the manga and watched the movie. I never actually read the original novel. But basically, the concept is that I think something like 40 middle schoolers are forced onto an island to kill each other because this is the near future where Japan had like sort of was in some sort of conflict that led to them being a fascist country. And so now every year one junior high class is picked to kill each other to basically sedate the masses and make sure that they don't rebel.
Yikes. Hey, Reina, would you say that those kids have never experienced the epic highs and lows of middle school football?
Oh my God.
I'm not sorry.
So anyway, this was like sort of what started the high schoolers killing high schoolers genre and actually preceded the Hunger Games, which is why a lot of people claim that the Hunger Games is really just a Battle Royale ripoff, but Suzanne Collins claims that she didn't even know what Battle Royale was.
Oh, good. So it's just like in the general zeitgeist, the idea of teenagers murdering each other is just out there in the ether waiting to land on someone's brain as a concept.
Yes. So my point being that Danganronpa is kind of like a meeting of Battle Royale and Phoenix Wright, which is another famous Japanese video game about lawyers and court proceedings.
Oh, great. Because everything I've heard about that game is super wholesome. So like, of course it needs some murder.
So Danganronpa in Japanese means bullet refutation. And this is because there's two main modes in this game. There's basically the day-to-day mode where you learn about like your surroundings, your fellow classmates. And then there's the trial mode where you basically use bullet points that you gained through clues to deflect people's statements.
Okay.
Yeah. And the plot, so the plot from the first one, Trigger Happy Havoc, is basically that there's this school called Hope's Peak Academy.
And cute.
It's this huge conglomerate that basically formed to create hope for the Japanese public. And they don't have an official sort of test to get in. You are recruited for being the best high school level of whatever you're good at.
Okay. All right. So pretty special.
Yeah. So there's like the best programmer, the like best heir, the best biker gang person. Like
the best biker gang person? Well, that's something you can be the best at?
Yes. Sorry, I did say that right. But yes, the best like biker, essentially.
So like the best of whatever your clique or whatever. Like, is there a best emo kid?
No.
But there could be.
I mean,
I would not have qualified for that either way. I was not. I think I was maybe the best at being pretentious, but I don't know if they recruit for pretension.
There is one girl. I'm trying to think of her name, but in the second one, she's like the best, like rock star.
Well, and that's, that requires actual talent.
She looks pretty fucking emo.
Okay, okay. Is there a best cheerleader?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Think so? I'm trying to think. No, I don't think so. But let me just go on the Danganronpa wiki so that I have my notes.
It'll
in front
inform
of me.
You if hypothetically the best cheerleader could become part of a murder mystery at high school.
I mean, it wouldn't be the weirdest thing.
Wait, then what's the weirdest thing?
What is the weirdest thing? I mean, there is somebody who's like the best mastermind trying to take over the world.
Why? I'm sorry, what?
Yep.
How is that something a high schooler can be?
There's a lot going on.
What?
Ibuki, that's the emo kid's name. That's what I was looking for.
Well done. I'm just really stuck on trying to envision some like sad, awkward looking fucking high schooler just doing their best, face plastered in concealer, trying to mastermind, like take over the entire world. I knew a few kids like that. I wasn't not one of those kids, but clearly success rates are low.
I'm trying to think of what his actual title is, because I didn't say it correctly, but
they have titles.
Yeah, because they're all the ultimates of something.
Oh my god, they have titles that are like, I'm the ultimate fucking what?
Yes, ultimate supreme leader. That's Kokichi, but he doesn't show up until the third game.
Supreme leader is a terrifying name for a high schooler to take on. And I don't mean this is like offense to high schoolers, just like, I don't know. When I was in high school, like, I don't know. Don't be supreme leader of things in high school. Wait for, like, you've got your whole life ahead of you to rule over things supremely. It just seems like a waste of time for high schoolers to be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take over the world. Like,
so, okay. So, yeah. So the basic premise is that for the first game, at least, 15 kids are brought to Hope's Peak Academy to be the new freshman class. And the main character and sort of the your default perspective is Makoto Naegi, who is the ultimate lucky student. He's the ultimate lucky student because every year the Hope's Peak tradition is to do a lottery of all the high school kids in Japan.
Oh, and they choose one rando.
They choose one rando. Cool. And that's considered the most luckiest person of their age. And they get free, they get to go to Hope's Peak without having any other talent.
Okay. I would not want to be that person. That sounds miserable. Just be like, oh, I have the ultimate luck once. It's not a recurring thing. I was lucky once. That sounds terrible. Like, God, high school is weird enough. High school is weird enough without literally being the only unimpressive person at your school. Like, not even that it's in your head, but you are literally the only untalented person in the entire school. That sounds so stressful. I'm so worried for this person's, like, I'm so worried for this person's mental health, and that's before the murder.
So, yeah, so Makoto is kind of like the everyman character. And, like, he's the, like, person that essentially is the one trying to solve
the murder. Hold up. Is this the person you play as?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It would give me an anxiety attack. Yes. Not only do you have to be a high schooler, oh, no, you have to be a mundane high schooler, a mundane one. Oh, my God. Okay, well, clearly high schoolers like this game a lot, and I'm assuming it's because all of the characters are high schoolers who are, like, special and interesting, and they all have clear faces, and they have to worry about things like murder, which is a heightened experience and not an average everyday worry.
Let me get to the murder.
Yes, please tell me about this murder.
All right, so
I'm worried about all the mundane elements of these fictional characters' lives. I'm like, are they okay? Are they going to bed on time? Are they hydrating? Like, do they have helpful counselors who are talking to them about their careers in life?
Well, that's why the majority of the game is, like, visual novel slice of life, where you get to meet your fellow high schoolers and, like, befriend them and...
Yeah, but aren't you doing all of this under duress?
Yeah. So, okay...
That's what I'm saying. It's hard enough. Why would you want to do that under duress?
So, okay. So 15 kids are the new freshman class. And Makoto basically gets to Hope's Peak Academy and then immediately blacks out. He wakes up in a classroom where he eventually walks through the school to the gymnasium and finds his fellow classmates in front of a android bear named Monokuma.
Okay. All right. So this is where the bear comes in. I was expecting this. I was prepared.
Murder bear, as I like to call him.
Murder bear.
So Monokuma looks like he's basically the mascot of the series. And he looks exactly like he's described, where he's like a half white, half black bear. With one side is evil and one side looks like a cute teddy bear.
Okay.
And he's the headmaster of Hope's Peak Academy, or at least
the
new headmaster.
I'm sorry. Hold up. The bear is the headmaster.
Now.
Okay, so something has happened. There was a normal headmaster. Who is gone now, and now the headmaster is a bear.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like a lot of those kids' parents are going to want a tuition refund after that.
So, Monokuma is the new headmaster, and he basically tells them that they are now locked in the school building.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry. Is this like a large bear? What's the size of this bear? And... why does it think high schoolers would take it seriously? Because I would expect most high schoolers to, like, desecrate it, more or less.
Well, so that's the thing. There are rules.
That stop you from desecrating the weird teddy bear claiming to be your headmaster?
Yeah, basically, so if you try to hurt the bear, this is actually a plot point. If you try to hurt the bear, you will get punished.
How?
Punishment is death.
The punishment is, who kills you? Who's enforcing this? The bear? Is the bear gonna kill you?
So Junko Enoshima is the ultimate, like, fashionista. And at one point during the game, So basically, Monokuma lays out the rules. The rules are that you are now stuck in this school. You cannot escape. You have no access to the outside world. And you are now part of a killing game.
Cool. That's actual hell.
And the killing game, basically the rules are that to escape, you have to kill one of your fellow students without getting caught. If you get caught, then it doesn't count. If you don't get caught, they then have a trial. The trial is then made so that the students that are innocent have to figure out who murdered whom. If they figure out who the murderer is, they get to continue the game, and the person that was the murderer gets killed. If they don't find out who the murderer was, all the innocent students get killed and the murderer goes free. So yeah, so basically one of the rules is that you can't kill Monokuma or else you get punished.
But by whom?
Well, that's the thing, is you don't know who's controlling Monokuma for most of the game.
That's you're one just of gonna the like get killed? Like nebulous? So, like
So Junko tries to hurt Monokuma and then has a bunch of spears come at her. And
from where?
From the floor, and gets speared to death.
Oh.
And this is in the first chapter.
Okay. So Junko and I get along, apparently, because we're both on the same, like, let's fuck up this bear.
Well, so...
No, I'm just kidding. I've read the Wikipedia. I know a little bit.
So yeah, so Junko immediately dies even before the, like, murder game starts.
Okay, that's then fair.
It's five chapters of these students having to solve the mysteries of each other being killed and survive the trials.
Okay, and then what happens?
So... basically, you find out that there was supposed to be a mysterious 16th student that you never got introduced to. And so you're wondering what happened to them and that they're hiding somewhere in the school. And it turns out that the mysterious 16th student is actually Junko herself. And the person that got killed was her twin sister, Makuro, who was dressing up as Junko.
Okay. And there was a reason for this, I assume?
Yes. So Makuro was the ultimate soldier, and she was basically in on this plot that Junko had. So Junko, even though she's called the ultimate fashionista, is actually the ultimate despair, which basically means that she wants everything to end up in despair.
Despair. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew those people in high school too. What can I say?
And so you find out that Junko was actually responsible for the most awful event to ever happen at Hope's Peak Academy. And that she has been filming this entire murder game.
Wait, what happened? Did she cancel prom?
So I will get to that after. Because you don't find out what actually was the most awful event in Hope's Peak Academy until game two.
Oh, fuck it. Okay. Just going to keep you hanging on for the hot goss, I guess. Okay. Thank God I have you to explain this for me.
So basically, Junko took over the school and...
Where is the mastermind in all of this? Oh, you said he doesn't come until the third game. I remember. Sorry, my bad.
Well, Yeah. So Junko is the mastermind. It's just that Kokichi is another character to... We're not even there yet. So Junko basically took over Hope's Peak and caused chaos at the school. And everybody started to lose hope because Hope's Peak was like the pinnacle of hope for Japan. And this despair spreads to the rest of the world. And she basically has the world plunge into chaos.
What?
And she's been videotaping this murder game and showing it to the public to make them fall into deeper despair. And she had sister Makuro help her and pretend to be her to basically spy on the students and get intel for her, except she decided to double cross Makuro and kill her because it would cause more despair.
What? Oh, okay. That's a great, that's just really great train of thought right there.
And she's the one that controls Monokuma.
Okay.
And so basically the end of the game is the sixth trial where Makoto, you basically find out all that this has been happening, and the students have to decide whether or not to stay in the school, because they were originally put in the school so that they would be protected from everything that was going on outside, and stay here or to basically go outside and deal with all that's been happening.
All the chaos and despair.
Yes. And okay. So Makoto, at this point, there's 5 kids left because the 11 others have died.
Sweet. Okay.
Murdered or executed through the various executions that they have in this game. And Makoto basically defeats Junko, leads the kids out of Hope's Peak Academy. He is named the Ultimate Hope, and Junko, as punishment for losing the trial, basically executes herself.
Wow, that's really dedication to a bit.
So basically, Junko is the most extra villain to ever extra.
Yeah. I've noticed that from the TikToks. Like, those are some epic pigtails. Like, cosplayers must have so much fun. If I was wearing a wig like that, I would just... I don't know. I think I'd feel important.
So, game two. That's game one.
Oh. Oh, wait. Oh, we're doing that. Okay. Okay, wait. Oh, right, because you have to tell me about the whole thing that she did.
So, game two. So, there's Despair Girls, which has Makoto's little sister and, what's her name? I forget. I want to say Shoko. She's basically the girl that's the ultimate author.
Oh, cute.
And she has a split personality where her other personality is actually a serial killer.
Okay. So it's kind of like the author of the whole game who's like using narrative as a outlet for murder. You don't have to worry about killing real people if you're killing fictional people.
Well, so they're completely different personalities. Toko's the ultimate writing prodigy, and she knows what her other personality does, but can't control her.
Oh, dear.
And they change personalities whenever they sneeze.
Fair enough. It makes about, I mean, I don't, I, at this point, I really shouldn't expect it to, like, make an awful lot of sense.
No, it's, like, again, this is not a game where you embrace reality.
That's good, from what I've heard. Yeah.
Genocide Jack. That's her other personality's name.
What the fuck?
Yes, and she kills people with scissors, specifically men. Handsome men.
Okay.
So basically, Toko has to protect Negi's little sister because you find out in Despair Girls that all of these people's family members were kidnapped and put on this island city. Because one of the chapters is that the first chapter is that if they don't start the killing game, their families are gonna get murdered. And through this, you find out basically how Junko used connections with a conglomeration to help create weapons and things to take over the world.
From high school. Cool.
Yes.
Great.
So that's Despair Girls. Goodbye, Despair.
I wholesale forgot about being in high school and reading stories about high schoolers and the crazy ass shit they got up to. And it is nice to dream.
So Despair Girls basically connects the first two main games together, where you find out the events leading up to game two. Goodbye Despair takes place on an island called Jabberwock. And
great.
You find out that 16 students from Hope's Peak Academy are having basically a sort of sabbatical semester on this island. And they're supposed to have fun and be friends with each other. And their teacher is a robotic rabbit named Monami, which is
okay.
A good version of Monokuma because she's half white and half pink. And Monokuma shows up, takes over the whole thing, and says they now have to kill each other.
Sweet. Wait, so Monokuma just gets to live? Who is operating him? You're going to tell me?
Yes, I'm going to tell
you. Okay.
So you find out through the course of this game that basically what you find out is that so there were the ultimate students at Hope's Peak Academy, which were all students with talent. Mm-hmm. But because Hope's Peak needed to fund all of their operations and couldn't do this for free, they decided to open up a normal class, which was basically people without talents that wanted to just go to Hope's Peak Academy for the prestige and were willing to pay shit tons of money to do it.
Oh, good. So you can either be talented or rich, just like in real life.
Or take an exam to take a very, very difficult exam to get in. People, it wasn't just the rich people that were going, it was also poor people that just wanted to go.
God.
And so the main character of the second game, Hinata, you find out was one of those talentedless kids that was in the regular class. And he was essentially picked to be experimented on.
What? How?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the ideal of Hope's Peak was to make the student with the ultimate talents that would become the hope of the nation. And so they essentially choose Hinata to be experimented on and be given all of these talents.
Okay. Well,
and so he basically loses his entire personality from before and is renamed as the founder of Hope's Peak Academy.
Who does this to this person? Who does this to them?
The school.
The school
does this to him.
Like, the bear is not involved at this point. The school was just like, sure. Not
involved at this point.
So this is just a good idea they had.
Yes.
Right. Okay, cool. Wow. I don't know. I feel a little bit more sympathy to the bear now.
So basically, they decided to... So Hinata was offered this as basically a chance to... Because he wanted to be an ultimate, but never could be. And so he agreed to be experimented on. Junko found out about these experiments. Started rumors throughout the entire school, which made the school look bad. And then basically used the ultimate animator to make a brainwashing video. Wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, so
what other information could there be?
There's so much.
Oh my god.
For this.
I did, and thank you for this crash course, because I hate not understanding things, but I'm still not sure I will understand it when we reach the end of this.
So basically Junko infiltrated the school. So that she could, like, start to take over the world. She finds out about the experiments that are happening with Hinata. She then, as, like, a trial for the killing game, gets all of the student council into a killing game.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
And says that if they don't start killing each other, she's going to reveal their biggest secrets to each other.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah. You don't want that to happen in high school.
So this killing game happens. All 13 members of the student council die.
Yikes. That's efficient.
Hinata, who at this point is called Izuru Kamakura, because they renamed him after the Hope's Peak founder, because they basically got rid of his entire personality to make him a talent machine, watches this happen. And then basically, because he has all of these talents, he's so bored with life that he sees Junko as like being the first sort of interesting person around him.
Comes over
to Junko's side.
Oh god. Oh no, she's like a murderous pixie nightmare child. Oh
yes. And she then convinces the ultimate animator to make a brainwashing anime. Which is brainwashing anime, which you find out...
According to my mom, all anime is brainwashing.
So this is kind of getting into the second anime, which is like both a prequel and a sequel. But basically, she brainwashes all the regular class students to be under her control, and then she tells them to kill themselves.
Oh, the fuck.
And that is the worst... occurrence to ever happen at Hope's Peak Academy.
That's insane. That's somebody wrote that, and they were like, you know what's the worst thing I can think of today? This. And I'm going to put it in a video game.
And this is after, so before that, she brainwashed them, basically had them start riots at the school, because they were all, to basically make them all jealous of the ultimate students, and because of the rumors about the experiments and also the killing game with the student council, things got out of hand, and then eventually she has them kill themselves, and this is what leads to the ultimate despair and eventually Junko taking over the world. And you find out that the class from the second video game was actually the class before... They were the freshmen before the first video game that were put into Junko's schemes and brainwashed to basically become her sort of minions of ultimate despair. And okay. they were all brainwashed to help her take over the world. And the island that they're actually on is a computer simulation, because the point was that they were taken in by Makoto and put in this computer sim to get rid of the despair brainwashing that they went through and make them normal again. But Hinata, who at this point was Izuru, had a, I don't remember if it was like a hard drive or a disk or something. He basically puts it in the system, and it's a sort of AI version of Junko's personality. And she corrupts the system and creates Monokuma and starts the killing game over again.
Fuck. Well, you gotta have another video game.
And this is basically to cause Makoto and the other people that are watching the simulation despair.
I'm assuming it's successful at that.
Well, no, because eventually, so it's basically a similar breakdown where the students are given the choice of either staying in the computer sim forever and not having to face their crimes, or go out into the world and start over. They decide to start over, and Hinata basically watches over all of his other classmates, because supposedly if they die in the computer sim, their brains make them die in real life because they think that they're dead.
Right, but, Matrix situation.
But thankfully, they all come back to life, and this is the only class where 15 of them survive.
Well, good job then, I suppose. I suppose you'd feel pretty good about that if you were playing it and you were like, wow, look at me. This yes. time everybody lives.
So the anime, the end of the Hope's Peak arc is basically both a prequel and a sequel, where it's a prequel of how the Goodbye Despair class were brainwashed and turned evil. And then it's a sequel where the first class, the people that are left in it, are brought into a killing game with the organization that they're using to try to defeat despair with hope. And wow. You find out that basically the organization was trying to, it doesn't even really make sense, but they were basically trying to pin it on the despair kids to prove that they had to eradicate despair. And they go along with it because they're already considered supervillains. So they're like, yeah, we did this. And it keeps humanity's faith in the organization.
Yikes. Well, you know, when I was in high school, my favorite video game was literally just a mashup of Final Fantasy characters and Disney characters, and none of it made sense, and some people didn't have hearts, and nobody really understood what a heart was. So I am in zero position to judge.
This isn't even the third game.
Do we need to continue? I think I have...
So...
I give up.
I'll make this very, very brief. But the third game is basically, you find out at the conclusion that that Hope's Peak and all of this was actually video game. It was a video game, Danganronpa, but people were so obsessed with it that it kept going and going and going until they made a reality TV like Danganronpa show, where they convinced kids to give up their memories and personalities to be given new personalities and kill each other.
I'm sorry. Wait. Say all of this again. Say this again. Let me just do that again. Because okay. What?
So Danganronpa V3, it has nothing. So like there's little like hints throughout it because it's a visual novel game, but you find out that so the first two games in the anime, that was the end of the Hope's Peak arc. And that actually in the V3 universe was, it may or may not have been a video game. It may or may not have been real life. They
it's ambiguous.
They muddle the waters. But basically that this has been going on for so long that these students are now in a reality TV shows type situation where they were told, they don't know because their memories have been changed and all this stuff, that they basically agreed to be in Danganronpa.
What the fuck?
And were given completely new personalities and completely new talents.
Who authorized this?
The public at large is watching them.
No.
This is basically the creator's way of being like, we're done with our series, guys. Basically the creators were like, we can't keep doing this, we can't keep coming up with these ridiculous plots, so this is the end.
I mean, I guess who am I to judge? Who am I in my Mickey Mouse video game bullshit to judge this at all?
And V3 is different because instead of choosing hope to overcome despair, the students choose neither, and from the like the cage that they were put in,
they
to
reject
kill each
the
other.
Binary. Oh, I love it.
This
is my shit. This is my kind of shit.
And the three students that are left escape because everybody else is dead.
You know what? That's fine with me. I like it. See, you got. I'm glad I stuck around for this last one because it's my favorite. It also took the least amount of time for you to explain, but we didn't really get into the plot, did we?
You have the context of the other two.
Yeah.
You don't really need the context of the third one besides the fact that it like has callbacks to the first two.
Yeah, I'm definitely into the... Well, I mean, you know me and identity porn. I always love weird, you know, fucking with people's memories is my favorite, as evidenced by my favorite video game in high school. Which was literally all about fucking with people's memories.
So V3 Killing Harmony came out in 2017. It came out in 2017.
Nice. So these aren't really that recent. Like that's 3 years ago. When did the first ones come out?
The first one came out in 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I was only just like, I was fresh out of high school when that came out. Yeah. Yeah.
And so as of now, Spike Chunisoft, the company that makes the Danganronpa games, all the original Danganronpa creators left to create their own video game company. And they're no longer making Danganronpa games. And so it's sort of... Killing Harmony was basically their magnum opus of being like, we're done with this. We did the thing. Mission accomplished. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, Spike Chunisoft still has the Danganronpa rights and has still been like churning out like manga adaptions and like little side video games, but there doesn't seem to be any plans of making another Danganronpa main video.
So if this franchise is really like franchise, it's not a franchise, if this series is really is 10 years old now at this point, where has the recent like interest been? What's been fueling the like recent interest, like all of the cosplay on TikTok and like the whole Junko posing trend? Do we know where this comes from in terms of like fanthropology?
Well, so the original Danganronpa came out right at the advent of Tumblr.
Yes, that does line up. If there was a Danganronpa fandom on Tumblr, I guess my Tumblr days were sort of exemplified by not being related to anime.
So the interesting thing is that I didn't really get into Danganronpa until like 2018 when I started watching the anime on Crunchyroll, anime for the first video game. And then I watched playthroughs on YouTube. If anybody wants to watch Danganronpa, Just One Gamer on YouTube has full run-throughs of all four games.
Good tip. Well, I'll link those in the show notes. did the anime come out in 2018? Is that?
No, I knew of Danganronpa, but it was never a thing. Like, I knew of it through stuff like LiveJournal and people RPing it, but it wasn't really a thing that was on my radar. And then I finally watched the anime of the first series on Crunchyroll. And apparently, I talked to Betty, and Betty knew about the Tumblr fandom. She wasn't in the Tumblr fandom, but knew about it through praxis of just being on Tumblr.
I could see some possible overlap between that and the Homestuck fandom at the time.
Yeah.
Just teenagers getting up to world-ending shenanigans.
Yeah, and so basically, I think the thing that keeps Danganronpa in the zeitgeist is, one, because it's so ridiculous.
Okay, yeah.
Two, because it's, like, about teenagers, like, going through high school, but also murdering each other.
I mean, it is a wonderful, like, heightened reality metaphor for what being in high school kind of feels like, not that you murder people, but like you do always run the risk of hurting other people when you're in high school and just not realizing it because you're too wrapped up in your own shit.
The other thing about Danganronpa is that along with the main visual novel game, for each game they have like a side sort of like sim where it's like AU of just the students being students and Aww. Making with each other.
That's adorable. Oh, I love that. That's like the that's like the cooking show murder podcast dichotomy. I love it.
So there's like there's both like there's a lot of fandom around not just the main game itself, but also the characters as characters and their various ships and friendships.
Yeah.
There's a lot of memes.
Yeah, I feel like
there was memes on Tumblr. There was memes on Vine.
Memes on TikTok now.
There's memes on Instagram. Like, there's so many just Danganronpa fan accounts that teenagers, like, or 20-somethings have.
Huh. So do we know anybody in our, like, late 20s age group who is a fan of this? Or
me?
Besides you. Yeah.
Do you know
anybody else in our age group? I'm just curious because this had not been really on my radar. Like I knew the name. I knew Danganronpa is like the name. But that was literally, and I knew that it was vaguely about high schoolers probably killing each other, I assumed. but I didn't know anything beyond that.
I know a couple of drag performers and burlesquers that have cosplayed characters from Danganronpa and were fans of the video game when it first came out.
Well, Raina, thank you for taking me through this and educating me. I feel less old now, which is always nice.
Any other questions?
On the one hand, I have a million, but on the other hand, do I really want the answers?
I think the interesting thing about Danganronpa, besides all of the murder, is that, like, a lot of these characters are just kind of put in, like, they're teenagers. Their brains are soup. They're put in this situation against their will. And then some of them are, like, don't give a fuck, but others are like, I made a mistake and I didn't mean for this to happen and now somebody is dead.
God, that sounds so stressful. Because, like, And no offense to any teenagers who might be listening to our weird podcast, but like, yeah, my brain was soup. And like, that's okay. It's like, I don't know. I feel like the most important thing as a teenager is to just embrace the weird and not try to fight it. Your brain is soup.
Is because of the memory loss, the kids don't actually know exactly how old they are.
Oh God, that's so stressful. Oh, that's my shit.
since they were like kept in the school for a year, they're no longer freshmen. They came in as freshmen and then were imprisoned and then brainwashed. Like, so basically to get them to kill each other, they made like Junko erased all their memories.
Jesus.
So they're like, it's like meeting each other for the first time again.
Oh God, that's so, I love anything that plays with memory. That's my favorite. It's so terrifying.
Oh. And then B3 turns this on its head with the whole thing of like, you were a completely different person and then we wiped your memory and then gave you new ones, so the person you used to be no longer exists.
Yeah, what an effective way of killing someone. Oh God.
But yeah, I think the thing that makes Danganronpa appeal to the youth is that besides its ridiculous story, it's about teenagers and going to high school and having relationships and being weirdos.
They do sound really weird, yeah. I appreciate that. More weird. Embrace the weird. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me. For me. Thank you for leading me through this, whatever the fuck this was. Does this mean I get to suggest a weird topic to educate you about next time?
Sure.
Cool, because we could just talk about CQL again. No, I'm kidding. Unless...